I've never been to Antarctica to see the Thwaites Glacier or anything there, and that's likely true for you too. Still, there are people looking at all these glaciers intently, both in person on the ground or ice, and by watching and analyzing reams of satellite images. They have a story to tell us. Part of the story is not new. This massive glacier about the area of Nebraska is melting as we have driven climate change. Yep, driven with cars and lots more. Moving is more important than melting, really. The glacier is stuck in part by an underwater mountain ridge. If it floats free, it will raise global sea level about 65 centimeters or 2 feet. If its freeing destabilizes the West Antarctica ice sheet, sea level could rise 3.2 meters or 10 feet. Bye-bye homes to one-third of people in Florida, for one. There are several processes going on at the Thwaites Glacier, ocean water melting the lower surface, upward cracking or crevassing as thinner ice sags and lifts, cracking from crossing the grounding ridge. Researcher Aaron Pettit has been walking the edge of the glacier, towing ice-penetrating radar to map the processes, and traversing big ripples in the ice underfoot. Another team, led by Brittany Schmidt, sent a remotely operated underwater vehicle down a borehole 600 meters deep to see the underside. It saw quite slow melting, except in big shelves cutting upward. Stay tuned and think harder about climate change. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.